AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has issued a warning to Iran on social media to, quote, get serious soon on negotiating a deal to end the war. Without offering a specific threat, Trump said on Truth Social that Iranian leaders should engage before it's too late, because once that happens, there is no turning back. The post comes a day after Trump said a deal to end the war was near, despite Iran rejecting his 15-point ceasefire plan. Wall Street followed global markets lower, and oil prices jumped above $100 per barrel. Former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will appear in a New York courtroom today as he seeks to have his drug trafficking indictment thrown out. Maduro's lawyer argues the U.S. is violating his constitutional rights by blocking Venezuelan government funds from being used to pay his legal costs. Today will be the first time that Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, will be in court since a January arraignment. Both have pleaded not guilty. He and his wife were seized from their home in Caracas in January in a middle-of-the-night U.S. military operation. An appeals court says the U.S. can continue to hold immigrants in detention without bond.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis overturned a lower court ruling that required that a Mexican citizen be given a bond hearing before an immigration judge. Last month, another appeals court ruled in favor of the Trump administration, saying that denying bond hearings to immigrants arrested across the country is consistent with the Constitution and federal immigration law. Under past administrations, most non-citizens with no criminal record had an opportunity to request a bond hearing while their cases worked their way through immigration court. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Max Fried tossed 6 1/3 scoreless innings, and the Yankees cruised to a 7-0 win over the Giants on MLB's opening night. Trent Grisham and Ryan McMahon had 2 RBIs apiece. Aaron Judge went 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. In the NBA, Jaylen Brown scored 31 points, and the Celtics snapped the defending champion Thunder's 12-game winning streak with a 119-109 win.
The intensity level of the game was very high. Felt like a playoff game.
Luka Doncic scored 43 in the Lakers' win over the Pacers. Joel Embiid scored 35 in his first game in nearly a month as the 76ers routed the Bulls. NBA owners voted Wednesday to explore the process of adding franchises in Las Vegas and Seattle, and the NFL will open the 2026 season on a Wednesday for the second time ever, with the champion Seahawks hosting on September 9th.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.